eyes. Well, I got my school and on the street. I've seen the things in my you don't wanna see. Police eyes, I've seen the shame of lazy crime. Now watch them all fall apart. Police eyes, I've seen the broken hearts of crime. I've seen the promised face as he stands in line.
We're back. Second hour Incendiary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org. And we're talking to Mike in Kentucky. He was talking about a section of this movie with Julia Roberts, Charlie Wilson's War. Go ahead and finish your thought there.
Yeah, she wasn't too happy with the way she was portrayed by Julia Roberts, you know. But I was going to say, you know, there's a saying from World War II, if you're not getting flak, you ain't over in the target. So when you're getting some flak, then you must be hitting on the right things. But, you know, with ink blots.
Well, my producer was saying it was probably this troll named Russ that calls into the network. and I don't know if that's true or not. I haven't talked to Russ in a while, but they got these trolls that are assigned to various networks that call in and disrupt things. So I don't know if that was Russ or not, but go ahead.
Well, anyway, yeah, it's still, either way, it's a compliment because it means that you're causing trouble for somebody. And if when you look at ink blots, a lot of times, like there's a fairly well-known, there's a bunch of them, but there's a fairly well-known one that's an old woman and a young woman, and most people don't see both until it's pointed out that the mouth on the old woman is actually the choker around the young woman's neck. And right. So when people don't see this and they don't want to see it, you have to kind of help them through seeing what's going on here. A lot of people joked and for a long time called Israel America's 51st state. Because right. We're so, you know, coddling and protecting the state. Yeah. Well, I think it's the other way around. And Charlie Wilson points this out to the Julia Roberts character, and it's a scene that you can find. I think it's called The Most Beautiful Woman in the World or something like that. And he's laying in the bathtub, and she tries to point out to him that he needs to, you know, go get this war going, and his manhood's on the line, and she's arranged this meeting with the president of Pakistan, and he's like, what? And he goes, I don't know how Israel's going to feel about me helping out these Arabs, you know. And he goes, I'm elected by Jews. And she goes, you're kidding me. How many Jews are in your Texas district, Charlie? He goes, well, congressmen aren't elected by voters, they're elected by contributors, and mine are in Hollywood, New York, Florida. And he's, you know, he's, I'm Israel's guy on the hill. And you start looking into this, and Israel and their financial interests and Hollywood, and they're all through the medical profession. The drug industry is four times bigger as a lobby than the military industrial complex. Now you let that sink in. The medical profession is towing this government around like a pig with a ring through its nose. And look,
hey, what's your thoughts on this new health care bill?
The insurance companies and the drug companies are going to get everything they want. The whole thing wrangling over pre-existing conditions and all that. Can you go buy car insurance after you've wrecked your car? I mean, why should we? You can't. I mean, that's the whole, that's why John Roberts says, it's just another tax. And then he left the country because I think he was afraid he was going to get assassinated. There's a huge blackmail network going on, and it goes back a lot farther. It goes back to the days of J. Edgar Hoover spying on everybody, keeping a file on everybody so they could control them. And the question becomes, who was controlling the cross-dresser J. Edgar Hoover? Who's controlling the blackmail network now? I don't think they know how many, and I've talked to fiber optic technicians about this, and they won't give you a straight answer when you ask them, well, gee, okay, how many times can you split off this fiber optic feed that they've tapped into all around the country under the guise of the foreign intelligence? And they're like, well, it depends on the power of the card, you know. Also, how many, if you get only, you know, initially you just had like the FBI and the NSA split in. Well, if they're splitting off another feed to the NSA and they're splitting off another feed to the general communications headquarters in England, all it takes is one of them to feed it over to the Mossad and Israeli intelligence, and that's another ghost in the machine fishing
for information. Yeah, the guy from Veterans Today, Jonas Alexis, one of the few guys I like over there, because there's a lot of the stuff that's highly questionable, but he, like, 3-4 years ago, really dug into the Israeli penetration of basically all of our, you know, highly sensitive telecom, that all the politicians and the executive branch and so forth. And I'm sure you heard about Daddy Bush when he was up there head of CIA and so forth. It basically did a complete blackmail system on all the judicial branch types and a large swath of Congress and the executive branch, to where basically he was almost a J. Edgar Hoover 2.0, having the dirt on everybody. And I read about that years ago with Daddy Bush, had everybody basically blackmailed. So.
Well, I would encourage people to look for these clips where the Jewish folks are bragging about how they are fomenting the cultural war of multiculturalism to genocide the so-called monolith societies of Europe and, of course, America. They're bragging about it. They're saying, look, these cultures have got to embrace multiculturalism, and Islam is using the womb as a weapon, to tie it back to what you were talking about earlier with polygyny is what it's called, when you have one man with several women. And I couldn't catch what organizations were you talking about there. Islam has been doing this for 1,400 years. They've been kidnapping and raping Christian women for 1,400 years. So it's no big surprise it's going on in Europe with the invasion of these refugees. Now, who is pulling the chain on America like a bulldog and making them go over there and hit this hive of bees with a baseball bat? Israel. So they're stirring this up. They're stirring all of this up. And jerking America around like a bulldog with a chain on his neck. And they're so arrogant, they're bragging about it. You can find a video of the Israeli aid organizations welcoming and helping the refugees coming in from Syria into Europe, giving them little cartoonish handbooks on how to make where to go and get the human immigration assistance. Yeah. So there's a guy out there called... Political Islam, the Center for the Study of Political Islam.
Yeah,
his videos have been out for about 4 years. Everybody needs to watch him, and he illustrates it with computer graphics and shows just how relentless Islam is. They use womb as a weapon, and we're going to have to turn it around. Spain is already talking about subsidizing people having babies because their population is collapsing. And same thing, Japan to America. Got to make more babies. Israel's going to outbreed us, and so will Islam.
Yeah, the proxy Islam, which, you know, this isn't the first time this has happened throughout history, unfortunately, that basically the organized Jewish community, somehow they think over some chip on their shoulder or something else, they think it's a better system to have an Islamic system over a basically European Christian one. And
I think it's all about causing so much chaos that they can emerge as the center of the world over there. And why Christians want to support a building of another temple with animal sacrifices beyond me, because it's an insult to the crucifixion, an insult to their own religion. Doesn't make sense.
Right. And I appreciate those words right there, because that's the real magic right there, is when he just brought it up. All these Christian Zionists, they want the organized Jewish community to have their third temple or whatever and start killing animals. That's basically spitting on your own Christian faith, and it spits on the New Testament to think that somehow that you can start slaying animals again and it's going to be some propitiatory sacrifice. It's really sick. Let's take Jeff in Idaho. Greetings, Jeff.
Hey, Mike stole my thunder. Russ Estes from the SPLC that's trolling you, that is like suing Alex Jones. You know, he needs to get some voice morphing technology if he's going to be calling in. You know, he called
Dr.
him? Parker's. Yeah, I heard him. So anyway, let's look at the real history of what things are going on. Okay, so let's take a Jewish lightning in 1666, where they burned down London, okay, and they rebuilt it, and they assigned the word a person, okay, to a man missing at sea for 7 years to be able to work on title transfer, okay? The next thing we look at is, let's go to, like, a real easy title to read on Amazon, because Jeff Bezos is such a good guy. A History of Central Banking and the Enslavement of Mankind. This is a banking expert that Deanna Spingola's had on for many years, Stefan Mitford Goodson. And he basically explained how Japan and Germany were hit because of the banking empire changes, right? So we basically look from the Middle Ages on what E. Michael Johnson talks about on, E. Michael Hoffman maybe, on usury, you know, where essentially, clipping of coins and stuff was, you know, a death penalty. You know, all right. Yeah. So here, what we get is we get 500 or 600 years of essentially the Templars basically using ciphers and codes on how to basically transfer funds, basically go back and forth between the Middle East.
Yeah.
Well, what you find out in the Middle East and in modern technology right now, you know, the body transmutes materials of all kinds to make the body work. Well, the chemtrailing that's going on right now is essentially to stop iridium from being drunk by animals and people, so you only drink commercial water. Iridium basically is one half of the system that runs the body, okay? This is some advanced work I'm doing for Dr. Parker right now. So they're basically using the chemtrailing to basically slow poison people, putting an industrial fungi that is essentially what, like, Tom Lacovara has got, like Lyme disease, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what this stuff does is essentially it... It sows into your DNA just like cancer does. The parasite that's in the intestine that causes cancer. You know, when your immune system drops, it swims out and basically starts to infect you. Well, they're essentially doing chemtrailing that basically is tied in with these nano diamonds that are essentially electrostatically. You know, like how dust gets picked up by like whenever you're dusting electrostatically. Well, these nano diamonds that they're basically saying, oh, we need to stop the sun, is essentially the method of. Getting the cell phone towers to reprogram everyone's genetics. So let's go back and just for Russ's benefit, let's read a 2010 screenplay that is about the USS Liberty. All right, and this was written in 2010, and here's how it starts out. It says, "Buddy, there was a fake Court of Admiralty. Admiral McCain was running it for his buddy Arthur Goldberg." He began Admiral Kim 1 week to investigate and make a report. 1 week. McCain, wasn't he a son of a POW in Vietnam? Same guy. He had most of the sailors transferred to other ships so they could not compare notes or be found by easily by reporters who weren't very curious anyway. American people were pretty much unaware of what happened. Arthur Kim called Lyndon on the day the Israelis invaded Syria and complained that there was a big arms shipment on the New York docks and that he had to get... It had to go to Israel, and for Lyndon to release it immediately, which he did. I did hear Lyndon mention the operation, but I didn't know what it referred to. Yeah, that was Operation Cyanide, the biggest secret in Washington. The plan was to blame Egypt for the Liberty and nuke Cairo and Alexandria just for openers. Then the U.S. would have come into the war on Israel's side and bluffed the Soviets out of the Middle East. Israel and the U.S. would have occupied all the Arab countries. All the oil would have been under U.S. and Israeli control. It was actually a pretty slick plan. It was actually a pretty slick plan, like you said, years in the making. It just didn't work out. Okay, this is what they're redoing right now. Okay, they're taking essentially the 50-year anniversary, just like they bombed Syria on the 100-year anniversary of the United States getting into World War One.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
This is how much balls these guys have got on the audacity of this stuff. All right, so. So what you do is, if you're interested, this is Operation Cyanide, and it's an original screenplay by John Bruce Campbell, and the Russian translator is Alexandria Metzenstav, if Russ is still listening out there. So the whole thing you get into is, you know how the golems are essentially, you know how the rock from Fantastic Four? Okay?
Yeah.
It is the creation of the golem, like Michael Collins Piper has written about. And so just recently there was a BDS video that was put out by this organization called Halua, all right? And what it was is essentially this giant rock creature basically invades this little hamlet in Europe, and a rock goes toward it, and this the thing, which is the golem, basically breaks the rock and stops the massive hordes from invading this country. And what it is it's like then a BDS logo pops up. All right, so the whole thing about the tie-in of all this propaganda and all the other things, when you look and study the real history of what's going on, is there was $5 trillion worth of wealth in the Dead Sea, and what you're going to find out is Brandeis was essentially one of the guys tied in with getting all this potash out of the Dead Sea and all the heavy metals, because it's the lowest place on Earth. Mm-hmm. Right. So now what you get is when the ism, Donald Trump basically made May ism month, communism, socialism, Zionism, right, Marxism,
Bolshevism, right. Yeah,
Bolshevism, right? You got it. All right. So what we're talking about here is this whole plan has been written for a long time to get control of the Silk Road, because all the drug runners who are really running the world right now, the black nobility, have been all the drug runners. Those are the guys that have done most of this stuff. Well, now what you're seeing is a replay of the Orient Express from World War One going on with the New Silk Road. And since the New Silk Road right now goes through Iran, goes through Azerbaijan, and up to Russia, and so you're getting a replay of 100 years ago, exactly almost, for these globalists. So the things we're looking at is Dr. Parker talked about this this gigantic volcanic activity that's under New Mexico and stuff. Well, when you look at essentially the work of Harold Klotz-Wiele, who's a geologist, a study of Helmholtz, a studier of Tesla, of how harmonics work and how the Earth grid works, you'll get a tie-in of how essentially when these vortexes rotate underneath the Earth, they essentially make these gigantic oil wells, because the water melts, and basically vaporizes, and then essentially the rock has to basically be melted to make oil, because it's a higher melting temperature than water. All right. So what we get into is the whole play of this Operation Cyanide is to get the straw that Israel's trying to get from is the Golan Heights, the Syrian territory right now. That's got the largest oil deposit, larger than Saudi Arabia right now, right? And so they're trying to hold on to it, and they're bombing all of Syria, and they're blaming it, says, oh, Iran's running weapons into Syria, when in fact Israel and the United States have been funding the Muslim Brotherhood and all these other people for all these years to essentially get this plan of controlling, the exit point of the Silk Road was Israel, okay? That's what this whole goal has been. And so when the British Empire lost control of India by a boycott, they basically eliminated Gandhi, okay? Mm. They whacked him, all right? Mm-hmm. And so the Russians basically set up a Jewish republic in the 30s, and it's still there. It's the size of Switzerland. But what happens is the Zionists basically needed to get hold of control of the Silk Road, so they basically won out. And like Forrestal was whacked because he was against the policy of the formation of Israel. And then so what you get is you get essentially the Manhattan Project is developed so that the Samson option can be transferred to Israel, all right? And so yeah. Nikola Tesla, basically, his technologies, we tie all this stuff, I'm going to tie all it together real quick, is in the early 1900s, if you study Anna von Rietz's work, she shows how all the bankruptcies have been tied in. The British burned, essentially in the War of 1812, they burned all the founding documents except the British patents that were in the Patent and Trademark Office. They didn't want to lose those because they were doing the industrial work. So you see essentially America being taken over for a long time, to drive out its republicanism, and essentially then use the Civil War, grab all the natural resources of America, use essentially the Lieber Code, genocide the Indians, and then essentially use the Lieber Code right now in Palestine. Right? So all these things for the past 400 years, if you study John Coleman's work, Deanna Spingola's work, Anna von Rietz's work, you'll get a good underlie of how they're trying to bring the cashless society in this way.
All right, Dave. Excuse me, Jeff. See you, man. Thanks for the call.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
We're back. Cineri Radio. Mr. Producer, let's knock out clip four real quick. This kind of ties in with some things here.
The U.S. House just declared war. House bill on port controls amounts to declaration of war, says a Russian senator. A U.S. House of Representatives bill has set off a Russian senator. A chairman of the Russian Upper House of Parliament's International Committee, warns that the new bill will amount to a declaration of war. This bill, I hope, will never be implemented because its implementation envisions a scenario of power with forced inspections of all vessels by U.S. warships, the senator said Friday. The senator's statements follow the reported passage on Thursday of a U.S. House bill enhancing sanctions against North Korea. The bill includes language that establishes inspection authorities. The bill outlines the inspection over authorities over Chinese, Iranian, Syrian, and Russian ports. Such a power scenario is beyond comprehension because it means a declaration of war, the senator underscored. Quotes were originally posted.
Go ahead and stop it there, Mr. Producer. This was a 491-1 vote. Wait, it couldn't have been. There's 350? No, that couldn't be a right. But it's on the Hill. House votes to create new North Korea sanctions, but it's basically called the Korean Interdiction and Modernization of Sanctions Act. It shockingly allows U.S. warships for the first time in history, in violation of all international laws, to take control of the Federation seaports located in Nakhodka, Vanino, and Vladivostok. And then it's basically Konstantin Kosachev, the chairman of the Federation Council, responded by saying such a power scenario is beyond comprehension because it means a declaration of war. Our House of Representatives did this, so it's going to have to go through the Senate and all the rest of it. But that's just how crazy this is going. So basically, our warships, we're just going to, a real ballsy move to say, hey, we're gonna search all the ships in all these areas to make sure that the North Koreans, blah, blah, blah. Really, really crazy stuff. But I saw this floating around on a couple sites, and I saw that video today. Let's go back to the phones and take Dan in Washington. Hey, Dan.
Are you there?
Yes, hello? Sir. Go ahead.
Wow. Been a while on hold here.
I kinda sorry. Lost my
tongue. It's all good. But I had two topics. Your first topic was, not blaming all Jews.
Yeah.
And for that, I actually created and patented the coin, a term. I didn't actually patent it, but in my own head, I patented it. It's called scientific bigotry.
Scientific bigotry,
because, as a scientific bigot, because when I started talking about this stuff, I got called a bigot. I'm a bigot.
Right.
Well, as a scientific bigot, I use statistics and facts to back up my statements. So, as a scientific bigot, say you're walking down the street, if you're a group of girls and you're in Louisiana and you see a group of black guys on the side, one white sidewalk, and a group of white guys on the other side of the street, as a scientific bigot, you're going to say, well, the chance of you running into trouble is probably 70% chance going on the black side versus the white side.
Yeah, that's like scientific tactical thinking right there. Sure.
Yeah, you're a scientific bigot. And same with Jews. And my thing with Jews is like 2% of them might be good, but the other 98% might be bad.
to try to put it in percentages, but the thing is, I was just reading an article that somebody wrote on Benjamin Friedman and, some of these other guys these whistleblowers throughout history. And so it's just like, I understand where you're at. I mean, such a large portion of such a small percentage of people have a very insidious agenda for the rest of the planet. And I'll definitely agree with you there.
Well, thank you, and I actually coined that term scientific bigot. I don't want to patent it or whatever, but
yeah, but I mean that's a pretty damn good one. All right, see you, man. Thanks.
Yeah,
you are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultation
Inspections are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles? Improved vision? Improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
We're back. Incendiary Radio. We're talking to Dan, and he had something else to add. Scientific bigotry, and I just wanted to say this before you move on to your next topic. You know, the Talmudists, the Kabbalists, and so forth, they have a scientific, what they consider a scientific bigotry, too, and that's basically very, very anti-everybody else but us. And so there's a pitfall there to fall into. You know what I'm saying? That very same kind of ideological strain of that they're in towards the rest of the planet. And so that's why I always kind of am very like, look, I understand why people, you know, when they see all these machinations going on, where they want to blanketly just lash out at the entire gang here, but at the same time, that's what they do to us. And so for me to try to maintain a you know, a superior position ideologically, I can't make that final, you know, jump off the cliff and say, you know, this entire group of people's bad because it's, you know, et cetera, because that's what they do to the rest of us. And it's just like, well, we're at a loggerheads here. Let's just, we might as well just have all out bloodbath on the entire planet, you know, and.
You're missing my point. Is that
I was adding that in. I was just adding that in as a pre kind of just I was just interjecting that. I wasn't missing your point. I know you're completely accurate when you're being, you know, coining the term. And I wasn't questioning the accuracy of the term you coined. No, I wasn't doing that.
Okay, well, thank you. Yeah, because that was my point. Is this a scientific bigot? You know, you're gonna know you're gonna be wrong 10% of the time.
Yeah.
You know, as a scientific bigot, you're gonna know you're gonna be wrong 10% of the time. If you say Jews run the media, well, you're gonna be wrong. You may be wrong 10% of the time, but as a scientific bigot, you know that, and
you're gonna be right. Yeah. Bigot.
And you're going to be right 90% of the time. You know?
There you go, yeah.
That's my theory. You're a scientific bigot.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So what was the other point you had?
My other point was my best. I your other caller, I really pissed me off because you do a really good job, man. And if you tie it into the Catholic Church. Because he's like, oh, you're all full of crap. And it's not all the Jews. And my theory is Martin Luther, the Jews and their lies. If you look at the book, Martin Luther, the Jews and their lies.
Yeah, I own it. Like, yeah.
But my theory is like you, well, that was freaking 600 years ago. So why are the Jews still around, dude? If the Jews are... Martin Luther's writing this whole book, and we know this whole history, and you can go back to the Old Testament about the Jews and their grain scam in Egypt. So why are they still around? They're not around because of the Jews. They are around because of some Christian force. Like, if the Christians didn't want them around, they wouldn't be around. You know,
well, you know what's interesting to me, though, is you can really tell where the church, like in the 60s in Vatican II, the Second Vatican Council, where they've actually changed the Good Friday prayer, you know, the day, you know, where they commemorate Christ being crucified, Good Friday, you know, Easter weekend and everything. They basically took out the part about praying for the perfidious Jews. And so all the Jews and some of these guys that were in on the Second Vatican Council, they pushed the church to change its own language that it had had for, you know, however many 1,960 years or between there and 1600. And, you know, as old as that church is, they changed it in the 60s because they didn't like the language. So that tells you that there was a penetration and almost a capitulation. This was post-World War II. Where Rome was taking a lot of flack over Mussolini and Hitler and so forth and so on.
That's what I've always wondered is after World War II, did they send in like a U.S. Army CIA force into Rome? Because we conquered Rome and Germany. So that was like the death of Catholicism and Lutheranism.
Yeah, you're probably highly accurate with that theory. I think there was some definite either that, or if you're somebody that's looking at the other side of the coin, you're saying, well, no, that the secret controllers decided to change tactics and do a 180 and then try to move in a different direction, but secretly, you know, blah blah blah, and so. That, yeah. You know, you can look at it a couple different ways.
But I look back at it, and the whole thing is a scam, because it's like, okay, if you look at Moses escaping from Egypt and parting the Red Sea, but the Jews always focus on that, but then it's like World War II. They ignore the fact that Joseph went into Egypt and enslaved the Egyptians. It's like the Holocaust. That whole story of parting the Red Sea and was enslaved, free my people. But they ignore the whole first part where the Jews come into Egypt and enslave the Egyptians. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I hear you. All right. Well, thanks for the call,
anyway,
though, man. I got a bunch of callers, but thanks for the call. But here's the thing. If you look at the entire history of the Old Testament itself, it's like the God of the Old Testament is completely ripping on these people, you know, throughout the Bible. And so everybody, you know, the black Hebrew Israelites on the East Coast are clamoring to say we're the Israelites, and all these other people. It's like, well, if you get into the dealings with the Israelites in the Old Testament, you really back off and look at it, you know, in a logical sense, it's just like, gosh, this people had to be chastised and screwed with for a long, long time, you know, due to what they called being stiff-necked and all these things. So very, very interesting history there, and I don't want to get into, you know, that whole thing. But let's take Bruce in Texas. Hey, Bruce. We got Bruce still.
Hey, Robert.
Hey, greetings, Bruce.
Yes, sir. Hey, I was just wondering if you wanted to touch on a topic here. Have you been following Daily Stormer lately?
I try to get on there and see what's going on. Which one of the articles are you looking at?
What do you make of the lawsuit that's being bandied about by the realtor who?
Yeah, the Southern Poverty Law Center suing them over a Jewish lady, mm-hmm. a Jewish lady that's into like this real estate business that was supposedly kind of strong-arming Richard Spencer's mom, Richard Spencer from the National Policy Institute. And so Anglin, the owner of the Daily Stormer, they went up there and he sicked a troll army on him, on this lady. And so that's what it all comes from. I hear that my mic is having some issues here. Sorry, listeners. I don't know what's going on. Hold on a second.
You sound good to me.
Okay. The producer tell me that. And I'm hearing it in my own headphones. But
One second. How much
anyway,
now?
Yeah, you're good. That's what that's about. Is Richard Spencer, his mother, in a real estate deal with a Jewish kind of real estate person, and so that's why he's being sued for this troll army basically attacking this Jewish real estate person.
Right. Now I've just got a few questions on that. Why didn't she just file a on that realtor? Why didn't the lady just file a restraining order on her and just keep away? I mean, that costs like, what, $100 or two?
Yeah, I think...
But wouldn't that solve the issue right off the bat?
You know, I think they're trying to shut this website down. And so, now some people have this kind of viewpoint that this is publicity. Like Mike Cernovich said, that this is publicity for the Daily Stormer. So they're in cahoots with the Southern Poverty Law Center. Mike Cernovich is Jewish, and so basically he's trying to tarnish the Daily Stormer as being in cahoots with Southern Poverty Law by saying that this is free publicity. And so there's an angle there that, you know, you can kind of see where people are going with that. And so I think they're trying to shut the website down. I think it's a pretty big site, and somebody doesn't like it.
Right. That's the impression I got at first. I always look at things to, you know, turn the facet around and see what I see on the backside. You know what I mean? I'm always trying to look at things from different angles so I don't get sucked in to something that maybe isn't legit.
Yeah.
and I'm not picking on Daily Stormer's issue. I do that with everything.
Now,
one thing, Andrew Anglin, people have knocked on his past before. I'm not going to go too deep into that. I'm wondering how a guy who had a learner's permit a few years ago, who was born in 1984, can afford to be living out of the country. What's he doing for a revenue stream, A? And B, he's taking in over $90,000 in donations, according to his website, for his legal defense fund. Well, how is this fund being handled? Is this a trust or something? I mean, how are we to know that he went through the Trump thing. He pumped Trump like nobody, Alex Jones is about the only one that could compare it with how the Daily Stormer did with Trump. And now this whole thing's over. Trump's turned to 180. I think maybe that if this is a backdoor promo by SPOC or folks thereabouts, to create one side, play both sides of a stoking the race war issue. Maybe they think, well, we're just going to shut it down. It's not useful for us anymore. We'll suck the viewer, his people dry money, and then, boom, he's out of the country. What are you going to do,
Yeah, that's an interesting theory, and I've got a Alex Jones, Dr. Steve Pachinik kind of angle on that. So listen to this, all right, Mr. Producer. Hey, find clip 9, Mr. Producer. And this is Jones and Pachinik. Now, basically, they're going to come at it like this, that it might not necessarily be Trump, but some of the surrounders of Trump, like McMaster or, let's say, Bannon or, let's say, Jared Kushner, could be burning everybody that helped Trump get into office because they view them as expendable loose cannons, and so now they need to be basically turned into persona non grata, burned, or whatever. So let's hit clip 9 real quick.
Soviet Union and communism just didn't work. And it was rotten from the inside. I had men who were walking in the streets at literally 7 in the morning, totally drunk. No jobs. They had factories which were making things that were not useful. The army was not very effective. The intelligence service could be bought off, so forth and so on. So communism, the notion of the left and the ideology of the left, is all fine and good, but in reality, it has no credibility, it has no viability, it has no legs to stand on. So when you're young, you want to protest and rebel. The Jacobean Revolution was under Robespierre, did effectively bring in Napoleon. The Russian Revolution effectively brought in Stalin. Now, what I'm about to say is going to be a little disconcerting to you and your listeners, but it's very important for me to say this right now. The revolution you had started, Alex, had nothing to do with communism. It had to do with the voice of America and shifting us to the alternative right, or whatever narrative we want to use.
New right.
The point I'm trying to make, and I wrote this several weeks ago, was the following. When Alex Jones gets compromised for whatever reason, I'm sorry he had to go to court. I saw that issue. Then I saw that Fox News was in trouble and Riley was compromised. Then I saw that Bannon was compromised. Now I see that Gork is compromised. So basically what we have now, Alex, is a counter-revolution, or basically what's happening in any revolution. It's what Hitler did in the Night of the Long Knives when he took care of his SA people and he exterminated them.
Right. First, they politically shut down your voice before they physically shut you down. And when you use the word compromised, I'm not backing down or giving up under this organized assault.
That's why I state this to the audience and I say it to you. I wrote that and I still mean that you are the American icon. However, the orders came out. There's no question in my mind now. It came out of the White House because the Clintons could never do this. The left doesn't have that kind of intelligence. They don't have that kind of capability. But within the structure of McMaster, the National Security Council, and the fact that we're mobilizing both into North Korea, into Afghanistan, Iraq, and Syria, it became obvious to me that whatever orders came out of the Trump administration, whether it was Jared or it was McMaster, didn't matter to me. Basically, what it said is we're going to shut up the voices of the alternative right.
No, I've got it. Trump doesn't want, or his people don't want, the weapons lying around that brought him to power. Just like that's normally happens in a revolution. Whoever helps you get in, correct, you end up destroying. I don't think Trump's doing that himself, but it's very, very clear that this is being directed. Because, look, Trump didn't get rid of that office that Obama set up that was designed to go after the new right. And so basically it's just been taken on, and now we see this gutting taking place, or this attempt to.
Well, the gutting, well, what I'm getting at is it's exactly right, Alex. You know this. I know this is the history of all revolutions, whether it's the left or the right. Immediately those we bring to power, whether they're generals or civilians in the senior ranks, they have never been in the forefront of any revolution. Our generals, who are 3-4 stars or whatever, they sit back, they use the system. Then when they get in the position of power, they try to eliminate any of the voices of agitation propaganda that comes out from you, that would have come out from Bannon, that would have come out from Gorka, that would have come out from any other people. From my point of view, this was part of the system, and I was waiting for it to happen.
That's right. Let's be clear historically. It's because of that.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss.
Mm-hmm.
Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find
Hello,
some
Robert.
Stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back. Incendiary Radio. Wow, man, the technical stuff that goes on. My mic cracked, Lynn. I had to hang up and reconnect, so I think it's better now. We always have issues on the show. But I wanted to play that for Bruce because it really tied into what he was saying. And now you look, you got Anglin getting sued by Southern Poverty Law. You got Jones getting raked over the coals every night. You got Hannity with this sexual crap. You got O'Reilly getting taken down. Bannon gets kicked off the National Security Council. It's almost like, you know, and so in, I actually probably warned of this when this first started, and I saw a lot of people jumping on with Trump, but basically it's like, yeah, they could use everybody to help get this guy public opinion and into office and everything and turn and burn everybody that helped them along the way, especially some of these elements that, you know, like Dr. Duke and some of these other guys that were heavy Trump supporters. I mean, how many more people that were like integral to getting Trump over the hump, as far as just the court of public opinion alone, are now facing kind of weird situations. So I wanted to run that by you, Bruce. What's your thoughts on that?
I agree 100% on that angle. And looking from the out, from the big side looking in, as attacking the alt-right for gaining too much influence, especially after if Trump was either on the take or not, after the election is over, it's certainly plausible. And Dr. Steve Pachanik always comes across as credible, and he doesn't hold his punches. And so that was a good clip he played. As far as Daily Stormer is concerned, Mr. Anglin is going to have to produce something to keep me, to put me at ease that my money's going to the right place, is going to stay in the right place, like a trust or some such, or else I just can't pull the money out of my wallet for that one. I'll do it for RBN and others, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, I understand. I mean, you got to really be careful about, you know, there's a lot of people in this game that they want this to be their living, okay? And you know, and then you got to look at, hey, is this, you know, is this, that's why I'm completely, I don't even have a website. I don't ask for money for me at all. I just want listeners to keep the network on the air, and that's basically it. There's other people that want to be in business. And so, and then people, there's a lot of people with agendas. They pose as one thing and they're really another. Just like with this Macron.
Yeah, that last part is what I have concerns about. I mean, that very last point you put out. You know, yeah, I don't have no problem against anybody trying to make a living, especially if you spend so much time, you know, and get fired or what have you, or just can't hold on a full-time job because of the barbs that get thrown at you, you know. But,
yeah.
But like, look at this. All the time out of the country, I just have a problem, you know.
Yeah, look at this thing with Le Pen and Macron, okay? Now, there's outlets that have never said one good thing about Le Pen, and they kept quiet about Macron. It's just like, wait a minute. I mean, it's like, who would you rather have in office in France, this Rothschild guy or Le Pen, who has, yeah, okay, she has some connections too, but it's like, which one would you rather have to deal with guiding your country forward? And some people were really crazy about this. But thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you listening.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.